This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Steve Schultz is Executive Director of Cycle Oregon. Yesterday, the organization released its information about 2020 rides. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
First of all, how long have you been Executive Director of Cycle Oregon?
I've been with Cycle Oregon since 2008 and kind of leading the charge since about 2012.
Well, it's been going on for over 30 years now, bringing in a lot of people to the state and giving folks an opportunity to see a lot of different parts of Oregon as they do the ride. Talk about what you have planned for this year.
So we have four events going on this year. We have a gravel event. We started doing a gravel event about 3 years ago, so this will be our third year with gravel. We're doing a weekend in May in the Ty Valley area. We're doing our women's event, which is a single day, our joyride event in Independence, Oregon. We have our weekender event, which we've been doing since 2004, and that will be in Corvallis. And then our classic, which is our signature event. This will be our 32nd running of that. We'll be in the Painted Hills area. So John Day, Monument, Fossil, Mitchell, Dayville.
An opportunity there to see a lot of just beautiful parts of Oregon and see them at a pace of a bicycle, which gives you a much better view than just going by in a car at 60, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a much different experience when you're out there moving at 12 to 18 miles an hour as opposed to screaming by. You know, you smell everything, you see everything, you hear everything. And, you know, the Painted Hills area is the most geographically diverse area around here. And it is just amazing to be in that splendor on a bicycle all day long.
So it's been going on for a long time. Kind of explain how Cycle Oregon works if somebody's not familiar with the organization.
Sure, absolutely. So Cycle Oregon is a nonprofit organization. We were started in roughly 1988, and since 1996, all the proceeds from our events go to the Cycle Oregon Fund, which is a nonprofit fund held at the Oregon Community Foundation. We have, since 96, we have granted over 325 grants totaling $2.3 million to small communities and projects throughout the state. So our basic premise is to provide economic to rural Oregon and expose the world and the country to all that's great about Oregon. And so in addition to that, we utilize all the volunteers in the different communities to help us put on events, to serve food, to help schlep bags, whatever it is. And those folks also get grants or stipends to their organization. So it could be the school, it could be the Lions Club, it could be the church. So we're able to contribute about $200,000 to those communities throughout the year based on our events. And then in addition to that, from the fund, we grant about $130,000, $150,000 out every year just to projects all over the state. So it doesn't need to be a community that we went through. Anybody in the state that's looking for help on a certain project that fits into our criteria, they can apply for a grant. So, you know, I just tell people we throw these great big parties and we give away the leftover beer, basically. Any money that's left over, we put into the fund and we try to give it right back.
And you attract a lot of people every year. How many riders end up being part of all these events combined?
Yeah, so probably around 5,000 people every year with all of our events. We take a couple thousand each on weekender and classic. We take about 1,000 on the joyride, and then we take 500 on a gravel. So I guess about 5,500 people. And they'll come from 48, 49 states and 8 to 12 countries every year. So it's a big pool we pull from.
And logistically, there's just some really fascinating components because while the folks are out riding from point A to B on a given day, you've got vehicles that are moving their gear, you've got folks that are moving with food and all kinds of things behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a really a logistical magic to watch to have these things happen. So when the riders are out there, we are moving in behind the scenes, kind of leapfrogging camps and stuff. So all you have to do is ride your bike, and we take care of all the rest. So they show up, all their gear's there. There's food, there's beer and wine garden, there's massage, there's live music, there's community involvement, there's everything. And all this is happening as they're just riding their bike to the countryside.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. And for people who want to get involved maybe this year and go out and do one of the events, how do they get connected?
Yeah, absolutely. So cycleorgan.com, www.cycleorgan.com is our website. All the information for all the events are there. There's brochures, there's downloadable links, there's all kinds of stuff. You can always email us at info@cycleorgan.com if you have questions, but they can register right from the website there. And in addition, there's information about all our grants. There's some video stories about some of the community projects we've been involved with. If they want to donate straight to the fund, they can do that from the website as well. There's just, you know, 32 years of experience. We know what we're doing, and this is a great thing for the state. And so we'd love to have anybody join us for each and every one of these events.
Steve Schultz, Executive Director of Cycle Oregon, thanks for joining us this morning.
Kyle, thanks very much for having me. I very appreciate it.
All right, 839, News Radio 1240, KQEN.